Well, it's all about the money. I mean, everybody knows that. It's all about the money to write a farm bill. And so I think what we're excited about is, you know, we've commissioned this study. We've put a lot of resources into it, put a lot of thought into it. And we'll have a proposal on how you can write a farm bill that includes a safety net for less money than what we've been spending. I hope that that's considered in this Congress, and I expect that it will be. So it's about the money, but it's also about the timing. I mean, there's more uncertainty around this process than there ever has been before about a farm bill. There is a reasonable likelihood that we could have a farm bill written before the end of the year, that it could be somehow rolled into the super committee process, and the outlines of it described and funded, and it's over and done with. I don't think that's the most likely outcome, but it's certainly a possible outcome. If that doesn't happen, we will, by the end of the year, whether that process with the super committee is successful or not, we'll at least have a number. And then the number will determine how much money we will have to write the next farm bill. And then you can go about the process of doing the hearings and doing the markup and trying to figure out how you allocate fewer dollars in this next farm bill than what we have in the current farm bill.
If I can get one more in before they start talking. A year ago, Roger, there was a lot of talk at this convention about GPSA and dairy. Those are still two pretty unsolved issues, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we've been hopeful that the GPSA rule would be issued soon. And I think folks are getting anxious about the fact that it's been so long and it hasn't been issued out of USDA. As you know, we've been strong supporters of that rule. We think it's important to reestablish competition into the livestock marketplace. And so we're hopeful that that rule gets issued soon. We know that on the House side, for example, there's already efforts made to defund that and to force USDA not to issue the rule. The dairy question is, dairy policy is always complicated. It's always contentious. And there was a hope for a while that we might have a dairy policy that would emerge that would get a lot of industry and family farm support. And if that had materialized, there was a desire to try and move something early ahead of the farm bill. You know, the more time goes by, I think the less likely you see that as an outcome. There's still an effort to do it in the House, but it seems to be mostly moving pretty slowly right now. And one of the reasons for it is that we would argue that there need to be changes made to the discussion draft that's been put out, which is really based on Foundation for the Future. And the changes kind of fundamentally need to... The Foundation for the Future includes a supply management program. We argue it's not very well constructed, ought to be better constructed, number one. Number two, the program needs to be designed in such a way that it doesn't take so much money from the smallest producers and the average producers to give to the largest producers.